Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Boulder Nutrition Radio. I'm so excited for today's episode and our special guest. Before we dive in, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Sue Van Rees. I'm your host today on Boulder Nutrition Radio. I'm the founder of Boulder Nutrition in Boulder, Colorado, where I am a functional nutritionist, food psychology specialist, and integrative health practitioner. We have a great show for you today with a super awesome guest. But before we dive in, let me just thank you to Jay, our amazing producer, who is taking care of all the details behind the scenes for us on our show today. Today's special guest is a dear friend and visionary, Melissa Bocknight, and I'm so excited to be able to introduce you to her and this community. Melissa is a visionary entrepreneur, community builder, and business alignment coach committed to helping women break free from societal expectations, creating success on their own terms. She is also the founder of the Nova Global, where she leads a movement of soul-driven, ambitious women who are rewriting the rules of leadership and connection. With 2 decades of experience, she has empowered thousands of women to align their businesses and their lives with their deepest purpose. And she is super passionate about fostering spaces where women can feel truly seen, supported, and limitless in their potential. Welcome to Boulder Nutrition Radio, Melissa. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here, too.
Wonderful. Well, we named our episode today, We Rise Together, The Power of Community in a Disconnected World. And I know that a lot of us are feeling the ripple effect of a lot of uncertainty in the world right now, and joining together in community is a place that we can really come back to our wholeness and be reminded of who we are and stand strong in our truth and in our freedom. And I would love to hear a little bit about how you got into this work, because this is your superpower. I see you bringing people together and creating so much power and transformation and support and community, and it is so inspiring, and I feel like it is one of the most important parts of my life right now. So thank you for all the work you do. Tell us a little bit about you, your story, and how you got here into this incredible work, bringing people together.
And thank you for just sharing the impact that it's had on you. It's, you know, one of the things I always say when I talk about the Nova is that it's not just my vision. I really believe it belongs to all of us women. And although I know that my story and my journey is unique, I know that there are so many threads that are consistent across pretty much every single woman I speak to. And so in my life, I've always been a very powerful, accomplished person who had a lot of anxiety. And I used to think that's just the way that I was. This is a genetic thing. I'll be this way for the rest of my life. And I couldn't accomplish my way out of feeling this level of, I don't belong here. I have imposter syndrome. No matter how hard I work, I feel like the rug's just going to get pulled out from under me. And I really feel like I need to show up in very specific ways and hide parts of myself. And I had a sales career, so you really are deeply trained to be a chameleon and kind of shape-shift myself into my environment. And so I had built this life. I had a great life. I had a very successful corporate career, medical device sales. I was doing quite well. I had great groups of friends. I had attracted an amazing partner into my life. And, you know, this is that classic tale of, like, I checked the boxes, but why don't I feel good about it? And it's not to say that I didn't actually have a fulfilling career. It was just that that feeling that, like, there's got to be something more than this. And that is a feeling that I have heard time and time again from women of this. It's, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it that whisper. You can call it that purpose calling to you. You can call it your inner knowing. But there's just that thing inside of you that's like, there's something more than this. And I started to answer that call about 10 years ago and diving really headfirst into the deep end of personal growth work and haven't stopped over the last decade. And so that has parlayed into a lot of professional growth, personal growth, spiritual growth. And in those spaces, I recognized that there was something missing. And there's a lot of spaces that are great at business. There's a lot of spaces that are great at friendship. There's spaces that are great at spirituality. But when I looked at what were the things that were really helping me become me and breaking me free from that feeling that was always behind the scenes of, like, something's wrong here, that anxious feeling, it was gathering in a very sacred, soulful way with women where I could bring my whole self. And I found that in certain spaces, but they were kind of these micro mastermind coaching communities with, like, six of us, you know, which is such a beautiful place to have. But I'm like, well, gosh, if this is this transformational, why can't we give this to everybody? Why can't we create spaces at scale where women gather locally and connect globally that they can feel this way, they can feel safe to be their whole selves, they can find their belonging, and they don't have to leave any parts of themselves at the door. They can really bring their whole real, raw, messy, big, bold, whatever that looks like self into the room. And so this was a love child of my personal journey, but as well as being in community with thousands of women and hearing their stories and hearing this desire that we all have. And so that is the main motivation behind the space, is knowing the profound difference that safe community makes in our personal, professional, and spiritual lives.
Thank you so much for that incredible overview of, like, building a really purposeful and intentional community that brings with it so many tenets that help that be true. And I know that there's people listening from all over the world to this episode, and that some of us are fortunate enough to be in places where we have that in our communities and our local communities with the people that we surround ourselves with on a daily basis. And some of us might feel like that's a dream that we've had, or even one that we barely even consider to be possible based on our situations and where we are in the world. And I would love to hear from you. Like, there's so much that happens when we can show up as our true self, when we feel seen, when we feel like we can be authentic, and where we feel like we belong. There's a magic that happens in community where that level of safety is possible. And I'm curious, I know you've been in various communities that are, some of which have been intentional, some of which have been, you know, in your own neighborhood. But what has conscious community really changed in your life? Like, what are some things that you can look back over with an eagle eye view and see where this type of connection has been integral in your own healing?
I mean, this could take the whole show. I think ultimately it's allowed me to be myself, which seems like such a simple sentence, but anybody listening, and I know you included, we've talked a lot about just conscious community, what it's done for you too, which I would love for you to share. It's allowed me to be me, and it's allowed me to really shed a lot of the stories and beliefs that I thought were mine. But really they belonged to an entire world that tells you who you're supposed to be. So my family of origin has a very specific set of beliefs that they think that I'm supposed to oblige to. And being in corporate, there's a lot of rules that, you know, they tell you that you're supposed to conform to. And being in a patriarchal capitalistic world, there's a lot of rules that we're told that we're supposed to follow and ways of being that are right or wrong. And ultimately, what conscious community does. It gives you permission and a safe space to explore, well, who am I actually? And I believe what that makes possible is everything. It allows us to curate relationships that are held to a much higher standard. It allows us to maybe shift our careers to, I left corporate and created my own business and the Nova Global and my own coaching business. And so it allowed me to pursue a professional avenue that felt more true to who I know I am to be and the difference that I know I'm here to make. It's changed my entire marriage. So really speaking into what's possible inside of conscious marriage, and it's helped me feel like I can be vulnerable and myself without having to hide every single place that I go. And so there's just a more grounded feeling on this earth that I'm not dependent upon my circumstances to dictate who I get to be. And I really believe that that is what conscious community does for us. So I would love to hear actually what your experience of conscious community has been as well, since I know this has been a huge part of your life.
Oh gosh, thank you. Yeah, I was just like hearing you talk and like kind of going back over my experience and just looking at how much that has been an impact for me. And also this morning when I was on a community call with you before our show today, it was also really cool to see a couple of people that I've been in multiple women's circles with and, you know, different communities with over the past couple of years. And that really just highlighted to me, like, this is my medicine, and being part of these circles that can really elevate me in what I'm doing and I can do that for others feels just so important right now. So a couple things I was thinking of is, you know, there are the things about us that we've been taught are too big, too loud, too much, or just, you know, out of the box in a certain way. And I think for me, one of those was, as a kid, I always was told I talk too much. And I always got in trouble for talking, and I always had to, like, you know, have, you know, write lines after school and do all the things about disrupting and talking too much. And it just became this weight on me that I carried for a long time of, like, when I would show up in circles of people, you know, there was a part of me that wanted to stay small and shut down and not, quote-unquote, talk too much. And what I've found is when I'm around people who share the same values and who give that feeling of, you know, that collective group energy of really accepting and creating a safe place to be who we fully are, unleashed, I notice that that piece of me, that old part of me that feels restricted, really melts away. And I don't have this little voice inside of me that's sort of like governing everything that comes out of my mouth. I feel like I can just trust my authenticity and speak my truth. And I don't have to agree with everybody, and not everybody has to agree with me, but that there's space for that to be okay. And it's a beautiful experience to be seen as who we are without all of the layers that we have put over to keep us safe and to keep us feeling like we're acceptable. And it's all, you know, fake anyways, because it's all these social constructs. So many of them contradict each other in our world anyways. So if we do please one aspect of our society, we might not be pleasing the other. And so I find that it allows me to access really a deeper level of personal freedom. And that's such a huge value for me to begin with. So I just am so grateful for the spaces that have showed me that truth in myself. Thank you for asking.
It's interesting because it is the personal freedom that we're all really seeking, and I love that you touched on all of those things of trusting my authenticity, speaking my truth. We don't all have to agree, and space for that to be okay. And really, the ticket is to be seen and to belong when you're fully seen. And And now we're going to talk about kind of what are the pillars of these types of community and how do we establish that. But at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want to be able to show up and be like, there's nothing wrong with who I am. I just get to be me. And then when you talk about that fully unleashed, it's like, what does that make possible? It makes everything possible. It like blows the lid off of all the constraints that you had on your life and helps you really think at such a more expansive level. And then you're around people that are living in that way. And I really believe that we need to see it modeled. We need to know, like, oh, it's actually okay to challenge the status quo, and it's actually okay to speak my truth, and it's okay to show up a little bit more messy and less polished and less perfect, and I can still, you know, do amazing things in my work and make a huge impact and have an incredible marriage and be a great mom and all these things, and, like, me being me is not going to cost me those things, but I need to see proof that it's going to be okay. And so that's why I really love being in these types of communities is, oh, wow, I'm surrounded by incredibly ambitious women who are leading with their heart and soul and who are really doing things in a new paradigm way. And it's working, and we're doing it together. And so that proof, that social proof and that social, like, that way of co-regulating together, really, it changes the game for all of us.
100%. And I just want to say, like, there's this one little piece that just came to me that I think is so important. One thing I've noticed is that the connections go deeper. The connections go right to the heart of each of us when we are able to be our true, authentic self. Would you agree? For you?
Oh, 100%. And I always laugh because my husband, he's settled into this, you know, this way of being that I have now that I embody. But he was like, why can't you just have surface level conversations? Why can't you just, like, you know, just be at a table and talk about the weather and what you do for, like, you know, ask people what they do for a living? And I was like, you know, I don't really enjoy it. I don't find meaning in it. I find that every time we show up in a room where we're forced into that surface level conversation, you leave feeling depleted, and it's kind of pointless in my mind. And so I'm so interested in, you know, what brings you to life, what keeps you up at night. And I don't think you have to have a long established, I know you don't have to have a long established relationship to be able to get to know who somebody is in their heart and soul. You can do that within minutes. It's really quite totally simple, but it's that practicing the vulnerability. You have to practice the vulnerability in safe spaces to be able to feel like you can drop into that with other people. But you're so right. It's like the connections go deeper, and they go deeper immediately. It's not like, oh, I had to get to know this person for a year before I could have a real conversation with them.
I love that. And I think that I just want to say, like, actually you and I's first meeting was exactly that. I just remember we were going right to the heart of what both of us were going through, which at the time were both incredibly expansive, big moments in our lives. It was like, I remember it was dark, and we were talking in a circle of women that we had both been a part of. And I remember, like, we were holding hands because we were sharing how intense life had been at that moment. And then I remember I didn't know your name. Like, I went that deep with you in the first time I met you, and I didn't know your name, and I had to go back to my room and look up your name so that I could remember it for the next day. And it was just such a good reminder of exactly what we're talking about. There was, like, nothing in the way. It was just pure, authentic soul connections, and it was happening, like, within minutes. And I just love that about that sort of way of being and feeling safe enough to show up as our true selves.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that. You just recalled that story. It was such a special moment. And I think, you know, when we speak to being feeling disconnected, it's that. It's like actually in every single moment and every single conversation, we can find connection and find ways to feel less isolated because we're more open to being seen. And therefore, our experience of the world, our experience of relationships, we feel less disconnected because we know we're never alone. And that's where that, you know, I might feel alone working in my office someday, like, gosh, I got to get out of my house. But do I feel isolated and alone in my experience in the world? Not for a second anymore. But it's because of that way of relating to people that you just spoke to in our first interaction. When you get to relate to people in that way, you stop feeling so alone because you just know that you're not.
Mm. Yeah. It's a deep sense of acceptance and validation and finding the people in our lives that we can truly feel that way with, I feel like, is one of the most important medicines of our time. There's so much going on in the world right now. There's so much uncertainty. And I believe that as we come together with these intentional connections with each other, you know, we're going to just feel like we have the inner strength and power. We can remind each other who we are and how strong we are and how powerful we are and how incredible we are. And I think we all need a dose of that right now.
Oh, we need a lot of doses of that right now.
Totally.
We need like daily doses, maybe hourly doses of that right now.
Absolutely. Okay, so we are going to take a really quick commercial break, and we are going to be right back with more on Boulder Nutrition Radio with Melissa Bocknight. We Rise Together, The Power of Community in a Disconnected World. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Food is not just about food. If you need a remedy emotionally eating or need to confidently improve your self-compassion or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Ray's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Ray's is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
When you visit bouldernutrition.com and click on the Work With Me link at the top of the homepage, you'll be amazed and pleased about how Sue Van Ray's wants to help you with your food and freedom. Whether local, national, or worldwide, Sue can be there for you. Imagine a private one-on-one session or take one of her transforming classes or even an online program. Something for everyone. After thousands of clients, Sue knows how to help you. So visit bouldernutrition.com and find your right program now. That's bouldernutrition.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
Okay, I get it. You need a vacation, but what if you could get a fun, healthy getaway that provides you positive personal transformation? Well, that's just what Sue Van Ray's retreats do. Think Colorado, Costa Rica, Bali. Now add tasty, healthy food, inspired living, yoga, meditation, and sacred self-care. Well, that sounds relaxing and fun. Check out Sue's retreats on her website, bouldernutrition.com. That's bouldernutrition.com. I'm relaxing already.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Boulder Nutrition Radio. We are continuing on with Melissa Bocknight, founder of The Nova Global. You can find her at thenovaglobal.com and at The Nova Global on Instagram. Welcome back, Melissa. I am so excited to dive into these really more elaborate pillars of conscious community with you, because I think that the way that you have set this up as foundational to the intentional community that you, you know, created has really led to some incredibly deep connections, women feeling like they can show up as who they truly are, and so much of what it takes to really feel like we belong. So let's dive into what you would consider the five pillars of conscious community and tell us, you know, where they fall.
Yeah, so when we were developing the NOVA, and just in general, I'm like, well, what works about community and why does it work, and what are kind of that, what's that secret recipe that helps it be conscious and helps us feel safe? And so I broke it down into five components, which are a foundation of safety, which is number one, which is kind of the cornerstone of connection. Number two is this conscious community reminds you of who you are, so they really reflect and amplify your potential. The third pillar is value-driven standards, which help build trust and accountability within the community. Number four is that it's growth-oriented, so really encouraging and inviting in curiosity and an evolution of consciousness. And finally, we're invested in each other. So really, each person is a vision holder for one another, and it's part of a greater collective vision. So those are the five components that really make a solid conscious community.
I love them. So the one that jumps out to me the most to kind of break down, if we have time for the others, we will see. But let's talk about safety on purpose, because safety is a word that I think can be, kind of vacant if we don't have the foundation of it there as really holding its true value. And I know that you are such a master of, you know, giving this space for people to really be in this feeling of safety. And, you know, you and I both speak a lot to the nervous system and how that shows up in our bodies. But tell me what that really is defined as from your perspective.
Yeah, so it's definitely, you know, there are components around what makes a community safe, I call it like safety on purpose. And you just mentioned what we're talking about from a safety perspective is our nervous system. Like, our bodies actually feel safe. So just to give a high level about that, right, we're talking about emotional, psychological, and spiritual safety. And so when we feel this safety, a lot of the things that we talked about in the first segment are possible, right? So we're able to let down our guard, right? So we get out of this survival mode. We're not coming from a fight, flight, freeze, or fawn mode. And it allows us to more be our true selves. We can take bigger risks. So whether that's, you know, sharing a dream that you might think you're off your rocker for having, or saying, gosh, I don't even know the answer to that, or I screwed up, how do I make this right, or even asking for help, because there's a trust that you're not going to be judged, shamed, dismissed, lose your sense of belonging. And we talked about that that experience of connection, right, where we really are working through, why do I feel isolated, why do I feel disconnected. When we have this foundation of safety, we experience really deep connection, and that's because safety creates a space for vulnerability, and vulnerability is the birthplace for authentic relationships. And so as we were cultivating the NOVA, and again, really thinking through, well, how do you cultivate safety on purpose, and what are, you know, I believe that a community or any space needs to have certain agreements that you adhere to that keep that safety there over and over and over again, so every time that you walk into a space, it feels the same way, which is safe. And so there are five things that I believe that ultimately allow us to trust a space and trust one another, and that's confidentiality, respect, presence, supportive listening, and the courage to be vulnerable. And confidentiality is, so when we walk into a space, if you think everything that you say is going to be shared, well, you're probably not going to open up. So there's always an agreement that what's shared in the space stays in the space, and everyone needs to agree to that. Respect is every single voice is valued, and every story matters. So this means no interrupting, dismissing, or invalidating somebody's experience. Presence means that you put away your distractions, so you're showing up fully, and you're listening with your whole heart. And this way of showing up tells people, you really matter. I see you. I'm here with you. Supportive listening is when we share with, when somebody shares, we're not listening. You know, so often it's like, oh, I have a relatable story. I know this. You know, you're kind of jumping in and you're trying to fix or respond. It's different in that you're really validating and providing empathy versus trying to fix somebody. And then finally, this courage to be vulnerable. And again, like I shared around like what cultivates safety is vulnerability is not a weakness. Vulnerability is the ultimate act of trust. And so when you feel safe, you have courage to really show more parts of yourselves and share that vulnerability. And what I have found is the simple act of me showing up vulnerable in and of itself is maybe the most important part of this, because it's like, oh wow, you're modeling that way of being, and people know, gosh, if the facilitator is showing up in this way, then maybe I have permission to show up this way too.
Yeah, I love this. And it's interesting, like, really hearing the breakdown. There's one piece of what you shared that I just would love to come back to for a second, because I feel like it's a place that we're just really desperate in our culture, and that is supportive listening. I love that you included this here, because it's so common, and I just love to, like, look at how often when we are talking with people, rather than listening, truly listening, we are thinking about what we're going to say or how we're going to share a similar experience. And while that's not wrong or bad, it's just a slightly different way of showing up. And I believe that a lot of, you know, us are feeling like we haven't really been heard in our world. Can you dive into the listening piece a little further? It's so profound and important.
Yeah, well, I think it's because when you have this idea that you got to have all the right answers, that you need to know what you're talking about, that idea of, like, I've got to show up in a very specific way, you're like, it's like you're preparing to have the right answers. And when you're not so worried about having the right answers or fixing somebody, and you're just being kind of this empty presence for them, and you know that, like, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I was so deeply in listening to what you were saying, I actually don't even have a response yet. You know, like, you're just so in it with them. It's very different than, like, premeditating what you've got to say, but that's where that vulnerability comes in, where you're not worried about, like, oh, I got to say the right thing or else. So it's just, it's a really profound presence that you get to share with people that has them feel really seen.
I love that. Thank you. So we'll be right back with Boulder Nutrition Radio. We have Melissa Bocknight here. You can find out more about her at thenovaglobal.com or thenovaglobal on Instagram. We'll be back in just a moment, and I can't wait to share with you a few more important details and really special examples of some core values that you can bring into your consciousness. We'll be right back.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com, you'll be able to discover all things Sue. There's info on her book, courses, retreats, and how to get your very own food therapy session. BoulderNutrition.com. And when you visit BoulderNutrition.com, click on free at the top of the homepage, and you can get a free guide called Make Peace with Your Plate, which gives you helpful daily practices to promote your food and body freedom. So what are you waiting for? Visit BoulderNutrition.com now and make peace with your plate.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Food is not just about food. If you need a remedy, emotional eating, or need to confidently improve your self-compassion, or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Ray's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Ray's is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com and click on the Work With Me link at the top of the homepage, you'll be amazed and pleased about how Sue Van Rays wants to help you with your food and freedom. Whether local, national, or worldwide, Sue can be there for you. Imagine a private one-on-one session or take one of her transforming classes or even an online program. Something for everyone. After thousands of clients, Sue knows how to help you. So visit BoulderNutrition.com and find your right program now. That's BoulderNutrition.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello, welcome back. We've been chatting with Melissa Bocknight today on rising together and having such an incredible conversation about intentional community and how we can create safe space for that in our own lives and what that takes. So, Melissa, tell us a little bit about where we can find more about the NOVA and what people might be interested in learning there.
Yes, so we have our website is thenovaglobal.com, and if you look under membership, it shares about both our local, what we call constellations, which are our chapters. So we have constellations in Denver, Boulder, the Bay Area, New England, and Phoenix is launching soon, and then we have five more coming throughout the United States, and we will expand locally, globally, but for now we also have a virtual membership, which has quite a few opportunities to plug into the global community each month, and so you can find all of that on the membership page, and then you can look at our values. So we have all, we're going to dig into those a little bit in a moment, and so you can see all of our values on that page, as well as our events. So on our event page, and as non-members, we invite you to come to a couple of events to check out what we're up to. So if you see a virtual event, we've got, you know, one tomorrow, February 4th. We've got a community connection call on the third Thursday of the month. So you're welcome to join us and just come in and get to know the people in the space and see if it's a good fit for you.
Thank you. Yes, I just really wanted to extend that the NOVA Global really has an opportunity for people from all over the world to check it out. So if you're interested in something like that, please be sure to learn more. Okay, let's dive into
something real quick. And if somebody loves what we're up to and they want to start this locally, that's how our chapter expansion has gone. It's people that are like, I want to have this locally. I want to start something. So if this speaks to you and you're in Spain or you're in Australia or wherever you are, let's talk, because I would love to travel to see you.
That sounds like so much fun. Okay. Well, the NOVA Global and your work is built on some incredible core values, and I know that it would help others to get inspiration for what they're up to in their communities or building their communities or being a part of the NOVA Global. Tell us a little bit about these core values and why you chose them.
Well, I believe that the values are not just something nice to put on the website. They are what we embody. It's what guides every single thing that we do, every event, our quarterly themes, the way we treat each other as a leadership team, the way we show up for one another as a community. So they're really baked into what I would call maybe our NOVA methodology. And so we have four values that are each, like I said, a quarterly principle. So each of our events on a monthly basis, we break down the quarterly theme. So Q1 right now is bold authenticity, which is all about the radical act of embodying your truest self and letting your inner truth guide every aspect of your life. So, for example, January is aligning vision with purpose, February is owning your story, and March is embodied authenticity. So each month really dives deeper into those values. We have collective empowerment, which is our Q2 theme, which is all about amplifying your impact by connecting deeply with others and building equitable systems and fostering inclusive leadership. This is really the theme of the show, about rising together. We have, I'm going to go out of order because I know we want to dive into more of Sacred Rebellion, but Q4 is all about holistic excellence. So this is not just about crushing it in your career, but it's really about pursuing excellence in all areas of life, where while you're honoring more feminine principles of what I would call success, of sustainability, well-being, and alignment. And then finally, Q3 is actually Sacred Rebellion, which is one of Sue's favorites. And this is really choosing a path that honors our highest self. So it's not just about defiance for its own sake. It's really choosing a path that allows you to embrace that kind of wild, unapologetic, full self-expressed version of yourself.
I love it. And I love that we have a few moments to talk about these, specifically Sacred Rebellion, because I feel like, you know, as women especially, it is this is a permission slip that many of us have been waiting for, maybe for our whole lives. But what is Sacred Rebellion? And can you give us some ways in which it serves the individual and the collective? Because I feel like that really amplifies the mission behind it even more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that word sacred is very much on purpose because we can call it rebellion, right? That could have been our value. But one of the things that we do in the Nova is we weave in, you know, the personal, professional, and spiritual components of ourselves. And so bringing in the sacred is really bringing in source and whatever that means to you. And so it's very much a purposeful rebellion and questioning of the status quo. So I know most people are familiar with patriarchy, right? And a lot of the things that keep us small and not in our power. And so when I think about the sacred, I really believe in bringing in more of our soul, and I believe in bringing in more of the feminine, and that in of itself is a rebellion, right? When you are deciding to question some of these rules that you no longer want to abide by, that's rebellion, right? It's like breaking down these structures that no longer serve us. And this allows you to say yes to the life that you really want to create, a life that's really aligned with your deepest values and desires. And I think the fun thing about Sacred Rebellion is getting to do it in community, getting to do it with other people. It's not like we're wreaking havoc and causing harm. It's like that deep honoring of self.
Yeah. I think you're the one who mentioned this to me, but it really landed, and that is remembering that we were never meant to shrink, conform, or settle, that we were meant to rise together. And that really gave me so much spark, because as you and I've shared in our various interactions and conversations, I think both of us have many times in our life where we were experiencing just that, a sacred rebellion of our own, or one that was supported by maybe some key people in our lives, but also some of which were definitely solo, where we really had to dig deep to trust ourselves, and that what we were doing in this particular act or this particular mission was not necessarily fitting into the roles that we were taught to fit neatly into. And I love that, you know, we've been able to come together in this shared mission, but also to watch other people join us. So what would you say happens when we all stand in that sort of sacred rebellion power together?
You know, the word love actually is the main word that comes through to me.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's a foundation of love. It's a foundation of acceptance. It's a foundation of non-judgment. And it's like you said, it's that permission slip. And I think it's critical for our world that we learn to operate from a place of love.
Yeah. I think it is critical that we can learn to operate from a place of love, and I think it's critical that we can find the people in our world, in our communities, whether they're local or international, that remind us of who we are and of what's possible. And I just want to thank you so much for your incredibly meaningful work in this world and how much it's impacted so many people. And I'm so glad that we got to have this conversation today on Boulder Nutrition Radio, because I feel like it's such a needed conversation. So thank you for showing up and being such an incredible guest today.
Thank you for having me and for being a part of my conscious community. I'm so very grateful we got to meet on that dark night when we didn't even know each other's names.
Me too. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you for tuning in and staying with us. We've been having an incredible conversation with Melissa Bachknight, founder of the Nova Global, and I can't wait for you to check her out more at her website at thenovaglobal.com and on Instagram at thenovaglobal. And we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Okay, I get it. You need a vacation, but what if you could get a fun, healthy getaway that provides you positive personal transformation? Well, that's just what Sue Van Reyes Retreats do. Think Colorado, Costa Rica, Bali. Now add tasty, healthy food, inspired living, yoga, meditation, and sacred self-care. Well, that sounds relaxing and fun. Check out Sue's retreats on her website, bouldernutrition.com. That's bouldernutrition.com. I'm relaxing already.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
When you visit BoulderNutrition.com, you'll be able to discover all things Sue. There's info on her book, courses, retreats, and how to get your very own food therapy session. BoulderNutrition.com. And when you visit BoulderNutrition.com, click on free at the top of the homepage and you can get a free guide called Make Peace with Your Plate, which gives you helpful daily practices to promote your food and body freedom. So what are you waiting for? Visit BoulderNutrition.com now and make peace with your plate.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Food is not just about food. If you need a remedy, emotional eating, or need to confidently improve your self-compassion, or just need a solution to help your own unique biochemistry to eat healthy and support your whole person, including your emotions, then your solution is Sue Van Rey's new book, Food and Freedom. This trustworthy guide, based on thousands of client sessions, gives you teachings and tips to attain pleasure not only with food, but life itself. Food and Freedom by Sue Van Rey's is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Food and Freedom.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Boulder Nutrition Radio. I'm Sue Van Reyes, and we're here in my solo segment for just a few more minutes together where we can dive into some of the things that can help us move along in our lives with our intentions for the new year, guiding us through all of the ups and downs. There's so many things going on in the world right now, and I just want to acknowledge before we dive in that my heart and prayers continue to go out to everyone impacted by the LA fires. So I know that there, you know, we have an international listener community here on HealthyLife.net, but I just want to say for those people struggling in the aftermath of the LA fires, for those people struggling in all different ways around the country and around the world right now, my heart is with you. It feels like a time of a lot of uncertainty, and I know that the month of January was a wild ride for so many of us, and I can't believe we're already stepping into the second month of 2025, even though January honestly felt like slightly like a marathon, like it felt like a really long month. So much has happened in January, but if you're feeling that sort of fresh start energy starting to slip away, or the world's feeling really unpredictable and uncertain and overwhelming, and so many people are going through massive, massive change, I just want you to know that you're not alone. And I also wanted to remind you that, you know, most of us at the turn of a new year, we maybe set some goals, we maybe set some intentions, we maybe focus on the things that we're wanting to create over the coming year, the places in our lives that we want to spend time and energy focusing. And then as the month of January dwindles, into February, you know, sometimes, especially with everything going on in the world, it's often we'll notice that our minds are just not quite as focused on those things, or we forget that we had this, you know, grand intention holding space for our year to unfold. And there's a couple things that tend to make our focus stay front and center, and a couple things that actually hinder it. And I just wanted to call them into our conversation today because, you know, so many times we'll hear ourselves telling ourselves, this time it will be different. And then we find ourselves slipping back into old patterns that aren't serving us or old thoughts and beliefs that are keeping us stuck. Or we might think that we need more discipline. Maybe, you know, if that's the missing piece for us, or we might be trying to control our way to finding freedom, but really finding ourselves exhausted instead. And really what's happening is that our willpower is very inconsistent. Our willpower, this force that we've been taught to rely on, is actually very up and down. It's a dynamic energy source that can be high on some days and low on others. And when we start to get stressed out by different things going on in the world, when we start to get overtired, if we're doing a lot or taking care of a lot or holding a lot, if we start to notice that, you know, we're not taking as good of care of ourselves because we've been busy, our willpower is actually diminishing. And this thing that we've been taught to rely on to make positive change and to create new ways of being that are up-leveling our success or our happiness or our lives in general, it's like we're relying on this really wobbly thing. We've been taught that forcing and pushing and just really digging our heels in is the way to go. But I want to offer you something different today. I want to just take us on a little new experience because I've been there too. And for years, I thought willpower was the answer. And being of a tenacious personality, I was one who would just try harder and I would push more and I would resist more. And I thought that was my pathway to freedom. But let me tell you, that was also an exhausting era for me. Here's the truth. Willpower is inconsistent, but truth is everlasting. So when we start to shift from power over ourselves to power within ourselves, everything changes. Real freedom does not come from forcing change. It comes from clearing away all of the layers within our psyche, the patterns, the beliefs, the stories that are keeping us stuck, so that we can open our minds to what's actually possible. My mentor says that when we look past the noise, we call in the truth. And I stand behind that 100%, because when we stand in our truth, we step into our power. And when we step into power, we have the ability to create real freedom. So as we continue to move forward into 2025, hopefully recovering from a lot of the different things that have happened in January, and you know, finding the strength to know that we can make it through some of these great challenges in our world, in our country, in our personal lives, asking ourselves, where are we forcing? Where are we forcing change? Or where are we possibly clearing space for the truth? Because our freedom is based in the truth. And one thing that I know to be true, well, there's a few actually that I really lean on for my own kind of, you know, remembering of these aspects of freedom in myself on a daily basis. The one that I love to come to every day is just simply writing down or calling up into my mind what it is I'm focused on this year, what it is that I'm focused on to stand strong in my own power, in my own life, that is guiding me to expand and to find the areas of my life that I can love on more and more. A daily reminder, a daily little post-it note or journaling prompt or affirmation that can hold you in exactly the energy that you're wanting to bring into your life. Another one that I find to be absolutely integral, and this really speaks to our conversation today, and that was, who's reminding us of who we are? Who are we leaning into when we forget what we're focused on? Who's the backup behind holding space for us to fumble our way forward in our own humanness, in our own messiness, in our own authenticness, whatever that looks like, by still remembering the truth of us is our guiding light, being reminded of that by the people we surround ourselves with. Literally game-changing. And then lastly, and this one really speaks to the work that I do and a lot of the women and folks that I support, you know, both locally and internationally and all over the world in my coaching work, and that is just remembering we need to take such good care of ourselves. We need to eat well. We need to rest well. We need to have joy and connection and pleasure holding us in a state of what's possible so that we can show up feeling our best as a clear vessel for everything it is that we're wanting. So it is always an incredible honor for me to be here with you. It is an incredible opportunity to be able to bring my voice to this radio show and to share some of the guests that are so incredible in my world and have really impacted me. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being in this audience, being in this community, and showing up to listen and be here with me. So thank you so much for another incredible episode of Boulder Nutrition Radio. I'll be back next month, but just stay keeping this on your calendar for the first Monday of every month live at 10 a.m. and multiple times throughout the week. And you can always find the recording at bouldernutrition.com/radio. I can't wait to be back with you again and have an incredible month. Take good care.